Even if you didn't, they didn't start to grow at all in Shemitah. And still the Torah is telling us that there's a mitzvah of Shemitah to continue the Isser of plowing or harvesting until the Sukkot afterwards. Don't think that the pasuk is talking about only when it grew a third. The muchach kra achrina, because it's proven from a different pasuk. V'chaga osif, it says Hashanah my chaga osif ilim dahu shem sukkis. That's the name of sukkis. Mishum the bubis mana sifa lomoli. And because it comes in the time of harvesting, why gathering in the crop? Why do you have to tell me lomoli the kasa b'chad kra? Trays anyway, it's after written twice in one pasuk. And that particular pasuk already says when you're gathering in your work. This is how you say, and the chag which you're gathering in your work, minasada from the field, you should gather what you're harvesting, it should not be from that which the year is coming in, but rather from the year that passed. And teach you here that the harvest of the Chesukis goes after the previous year. And the Rabbanan knew that the Messiah was that the wheat that it's after a third grown, that the mice harvest, the gold tvuah nixer b'chag, then the wheat which is harvested on Chesukis midush be a shlish lefnei Rosh Hashanah, that for sure grew at least a third before Rosh Hashanah. Because kari lebetzeis Hashanah shahayim mishanah hayesukis from the previous year. Alma, you see from that the tvuah acher shlish, that wheat follows for its chiyah meiser of being a third grown. V'kimlu l'rabbanim bitmiyah. It's a question. B'chi b'kinim b'tiv gidul ha-tvuah. Are they just experts in the nature of the growth of wheat, l'das, to know, she ain't a tvu, we elixir b'chag, that the wheat is not fit to be harvested in sukkahs, elim kein havi, shlish b'shanach over, unless it grew a third in the previous year. Lote b'gash chabar milch, so the fact that b'shir chachamim, to have questions on the measurements of the chachamim. Kol midoisim kachu, mitzum semis, it's exact. Chos the court of mid, the katanim ma'oid, it's a very small mid, echel mi'ches, v'shminis v'lug, it's 1/8 of an eighth of a lug. Kebetza, that your throat is not going to hold that more, not less of an egg of a chicken is worth. It says, which we learn out, oichel anechel basachas, which we eat at once. Shloshet vachem and shloshet vachem mitmeim bin midr, shiru chachom shikashir as a royal yeshiv. The chachom measure that this is the amount which is fit for sitting on. La milsi hid armor shikshisi, they ask, loimer to say, vikimlu the rabbonin, vein shlish lepachos mishlish. They're asking whether or not the rabbonin are experts and know between less than a third or more than a third. The vade kimlu, for sure they know. The ayal b'yad nochish and the zvash adchelo bo la'aretz ripened before they came into Eretz Yisrael. Ketzirchem, rishis ketzirchem. That's what the pasuk says. Umishuroi l'ksir, hikrui ksir. When it's fit to be harvested, that's when it's called ksir. M'mochas the pesach hu yom ha'krov v'sa'omer. It's the day that you bring the omer. M'mochas yom ha'richos ha'pesach after the first day of Pesach. That answers this question. So it's a whole different discussion from Ibn Ezra and Rabbi Yonatan. V'dilma ayal v'lo kimlu. This is the finishing statement of Rabbi Yirmiyahu. When you think, kimlu, they don't know. Perhaps it grew during under non-Jewish ownership. And they didn't know. Also by wheat, which is harvested on Sukkot. Kimlu, they know that it grew a third before Rosh Hashanah. They checked until they found from wheat, and shalom is chilul yivashel cloud that hadn't grown at all. Mimenu review, and that's what they brought. Eretz tzvi matzvi kal beragel, just like a deer is light on its feet. Mikol ha'chayes from all the other animals. Eretz yisol there is still kal lovashel perosem. Mikol ha'aretzos, it also the fruit ripens quickly more than all other lands. Hakim mifarshel b'mesechus ksubis perik bas. This is how they explained it in the last perik of Mesechus Ksubis. You're saying the high osav yisera lemidrashay, that osav is extra to make a drush a loshen katsira, it's a loshen of harvesting. But in other places, you're gathering in from the garin and the ekef. The Torah is teaching you should make your schach on the sukkah, the leftovers of your garin and the ekef can go in koshin, like the the shaft and the straw and the branches, Dorosh and the Kabbal Tumma, some which cannot become Tumma, the Gidulum and Earth and grows from the ground, the high Chaka Osif, Nami the Kamarti Yisera, and that where it says Chaka Osif is also extra. Why? Mishun the Ksev, Gabi Osbuchas Masecho, because it says, by Osbuchas Masecho, Lavi Yisera, that's not extra, Elish Zehu Shem Achak, that's the name of the Yantam, El Shem Shah Sukkum Sukhachas Basolus Garim Yekev, because the Sukkah is covered. The schachos comes from the leftovers of the straw and the branches. Hava havali command the cost of the chagasukos. B'seis hashana ba'osbucha ma'asecho. It's as if it's written in the chagasukos when the year passes, when you're gathering together your actions. B'seis hashana ba'osbucha ma'alabayis tvushu b'sodas. At the time the person is gathering in to his house the wheat that's in the field. And we would think you live in that wheat follows a third growth. This gathering it fits in properly in the pasuk, in the language of the pasuk. It's not extra for making drasha. When it was a third grown daf. Yud Gimel Amid Beis Lagufay. Tshuva al mat nechal b'shana shvius. It's in response to what we will eat during Shemitah. Horez v'doichen mine kitni yosein. The types of beans. Doichen is milieu. I think it's called mel or mil. Pargun is makubalaz. It's a poppy seed. Mizasin l'shavar meis l'shana shavar. The meis from the previous year. Im shniya. If it's the second year in the cycle, then meis l'shen. It's meis l'shen. Im shlishis. If it's the third year, meis l'oni. Then it's meis l'oni. Mudar mishvius. Im mishvishu erev shvius l'fnei Rosh Hashanah. If it rooted, took root, an erev shmita before Rosh Hashanah. Mizasin l'shana bum. Mishnas l'kitosan. The year that they harvested. Im mishashin yeshuas from any of the other years of the shmita cycle. He shvui she'en shvius, which is not shmita. Boster chanata l'kaimon tainala. Love of Perkins, we later said over in our parak, Elon Shechon Tupi Rasul Kodim Tu B'Shvat, and Elon's fruit started to grow before Tu B'Shvat, Tu Rosh Hashanah, Elon's which is Rosh Hashanah for trees, Mesas L'Shana Sha'over, then has the Maisa from the previous year. Yerek Bosa L'Kit, Ked Omer L'Yel, as we said earlier, L'Kit Yerek Rosh Hashanah, if you're harvesting, picking the vegetable on your Rosh Hashanah. Hani Kitnios Kaman Shabinu, these beans, who are they considering it like? Sha'ochum Behen Achar Shosha, they're going after the rooting. Since their silo, the gathering in, comes in bit by bit, they don't harvest it all at once. Say you gather a little bit, and you'll rub the beans out of their shaft a little bit, and the next day, mat also a little bit. Comes out that the new and the old is mixed together. That which had been cleaned off of the shaft before Rosh Hashanah with that which was done after Rosh Hashanah. Im holchem hen achar lekitiv, if you're going to go after the harvest. Kishar yerek again on the vegetable. Kishyehei mafresh marasoysov, then we're going to separate your ma'aser, havalei ma'aser from the chodesh al yashon. From the yashon al chodesh, you're going to be separating from the new stuff and the old stuff, and the old stuff and the new stuff. Ozdi behu basar ashrasha, therefore they went after the rooting. Shebashana achas mishreshas kol azot, because in 1 year the rooting takes root in the whole field. Sherebas achas zornos, because you plant them at the same time. And the meister for fruits of a tree and beans and vegetables, all midrabanan. They all are only midrabanan. Therefore, have the ability to set up the time for it according to what they think for each one individually. Prochen, brochen, loshen, zen, neifel, bekitnius. This is the language comes out if it's applicable to kitnius. Karmin and Mesechas Beitzas with the Beitza Moel and Melilos and Mufarchin Kitnios Beyontif. The Yitzber Garna Losechel Mabekach in Yashem Chodesh Moorvin. What's the difference to make if the new and the old is mixed together? Yitzber is called a Garna Losechel because gather the whole Garna together. The Kalemra means Bemsios in the middle. Shehea Kol Nduvel Yachad Yof and everything should be mixed together very well. Benimsa Kishin Yitzber and Bisas and then when you take off the Chumer Meister, him in the Chodesh Bemeister, Lefi Mashiach Chodesh Begarin. You can have in the new stuff in your Meister, the proper percentages to that which is new in the storage house. And also, from the old crop that you take all out is also going to be for the proper percentages of the old crop that's there. Bila that you rely on the game mixed together, to say Yafan Nivla is really properly mixed together, and it comes out you're taking off the chumo from the new stuff according to the percentages of what new stuff that's there, and from the old stuff according to the percentages of the old stuff that's there. Pula Mitzi Min Kitnius, it's a type of bean, Pazuli. V'darkon lezarn liyerek lezera, and they would plant it for both as a vegetable and as seed. V'zarei liyerek, and the one who planted it for as a vegetable, m'sasar achol kiti, and then the maaser goes after the harvest. V'zarei la'echol lezara, and the one who wants to eat the seed, taras kiti yisov, it's called a bean, m'sasar achar ashrasha, follows the rooting. M'ashazaro lezera v'hishra v'mukhsasal v'nei Rosh Hashanah, and someone who planted it for seed, and it took root. Some of it took root before Rosh Hashanah, m'ksasal achar Rosh Hashanah, some of it after Rosh Hashanah. Ein tamer m'zeh shemar kirin boi shir zeru ba'acharein, that you know, you recognize those planted last, al nizr shabir shen, that was for that which was planted first. V'lo m'nei rishon al achar, now from the first, the things planted first, some of the things planted last. Keseh hu oysa, tarach, losay, says ba'asmol, zeh ba'asmol, zeh ba'asmol. It's a big effort to try and give off the truma meister of each one separately. Tzoy v'garna losaycha, yivlo oysa yofa la'achar shenasim m'nei rishon b'zavizu. You're going to mix them up together well after you've put from the first ones into the one corner and from the second ones that we planted later into the second corner. You're going to go and mix them all together. All should be like one. And to come out, you're going to take off from the new one, the new stuff, and the old stuff, and the old stuff. You can rely on the mixing. That is from both of them in the meiser according to the percentage, proper percentages. Ain bila, ain same chan al kach. You don't rely on this. Sheyesh lomer, because you can say shalom nivla yofa, and then mix it properly. Verubel shal meisim in the chodosh, and you can say most of the meisim is coming from the new crop. Oh, rubel shmin a yoshem, and most is coming from the old crop. Chutz v'yayin v'shemen hamaariv yayin chodosh im a yoshem. If you mix new wine with old wine, oh shemen chodosh im a yoshem, or old new oil with old one. Terim and Meister, and you can mix them together. V'yesh v'meister shneim kafiyah cheshbon, and it comes out that the Meister, both of them, is according to the proper percentages. Shidavar lach nevel yofakson, which is a liquid mix as well. Aval yovish v'zon, which is a dry ingredient. Ein sefchon bo alavili, do not rely on the mixing. Ishtemitzei l'rebizera had amar shmul hakol holich achar gemar pri. V'su amin v'yash min hakol holich achar gemar pri. Hava min afilo tvu v'zeisim nami. Kamash molon halachak rabbi shimon shazuri. V'may de pligid de betvu v'zeisim lo pligid. We and olives, they don't argue. V'lo azlin achar gemar pri. You don't go after after the finishing of the growing of the fruit. Avol mini kidneys, but by beans, pligid, they do argue. Rabbi shimon ozl basar chashosha. Rabbi shimon follows the rooting. Rabban lo ozl, and the brothers do not follow the rooting. L'madu, and we learn from this, the ash, the ishkach shmul, Tana Shmuel found the Tana Dolo Ozel Basar Shosha did not follow the rooting, bikinis by beans. El Achak Gemara Pri followed the finishing of the growth. Vele Samech and Esu he relied the Flugei Leider Bishim Shizuri to argue with Bishim Shizuri. Vele and on him the whole Masis and Tatanin Leel the Mishnah said earlier Ariz Adoichem and Pargin the Meshum Shin Shishrisha they took root. Vani Lo Yedati man who had Tana Tana. Rashi says he doesn't know who that Tana was. Ishtmitza the Rabizera Hadam Rishmuel Hakol Holik Achak Gemara Pri. Vafa Kitni Yisla Hochol Behen Achar Hashrasha. And even the beans don't go after the rooting. Vachiam Rishmuel Lochag Rishim and Shizuri. And when does Shmuel say they follow the halachas like Rishim and Shizuri? Lo Matami comes. That doesn't mean he held the same logic as him, same reasoning. Yilah Rishim and Shizuri Taimi Mishum Bilo. Because Rishim and Shizuri held because they mixed together very well. But time of the Shmuel, and the reason of Shmuel is Mishum the Kule Chodesh, it's all in the new crop, Shigadol, the Nigmar, Ach Rosh Hashanah, because it grew and finished its growth after Rosh Hashanah.